I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 879, Seeing Again for the First Time. Yesterday, we used a post from Marilyn Vansell on Zacchaeus, the wee little man who climbed up in the sycamore tree to see Jesus. And we talked about what it means to see Jesus and wanting Jesus to see us. Today, I want to flesh out that idea a little bit further with some observations of my own. We've all had someone say to us, "Did you see that?" And we respond, no, what? And they say, "Come on, you've had to have seen that. It was right there." And your response is still, "Nope, didn't see it." This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with everything we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us. Part of loving well is seeing well. You know, we walk through life with selective hearing and selective vision. And some of that is our choice. You know, people say, we hear what we want to hear. And sometimes it's just lack of training in godliness to see with spirit eyes what other people miss. I'm sure you've seen those trick pictures, you know, like of the lady. And depending upon what you see, you might see a young lady with a hat with a feather in it, or you might see an old lady. And if you see the young lady, you can't hardly see the old lady. And if you see the old lady, you can't see the young lady. And some people can see both and some only one or neither. It's kind of confusing. It was a few years ago when my brother-in-law, Gary, said, "Have you noticed the arrow in the FedEx trucks?" I said, what arrow? And he pointed out the arrow that's pointing toward the right, that's between the E and the X in X of FedEx. I'd never seen that before. But now when a FedEx truck goes by, I can't not see that arrow. The latest example happened to me last week. I was taking my scooter up to North Seattle for its yearly service, and I was beside an Amazon delivery truck. You know that little smile arrow thing that looks like a smiley at the bottom of the word Amazon? Well, as I sat there waiting for the light to change, I saw that again for the first time. And I recognize that the arrow is more than just a cute design at the bottom of the word Amazon. It starts at the bottom of the A in Amazon, and it points to the Z in Amazon. And it was like a light bulb came on. Now I get it. The idea is that Amazon can provide you with everything from A to Z. I bet you look at that logo with fresh eyes next time. You know, we do the same with Jesus. Coming to salvation is all about seeing Jesus again for the first time. Do you remember when Peter was in the boat with Jesus and Peter had been fishing all night and they didn't catch anything? And Jesus said, "No, go ahead and lower your nets." And he said, "Okay, because it's you, Jesus, I'll do it." And Jesus had him lower the nets and he caught a boatload of fish. I mean, literally a boatload of fish. And Peter's response was, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." What happened? He saw Jesus again for the first time. That's what happens again and again and again with the woman at the well, the soldier at the cross, the tax collector, and on it goes. In fact, the beat goes on in our lives too. And I pray every time I preach the good news that people will see Jesus again for the first time. I pray we will never have cataracts when it comes to Christ, that he never gets blurry or out of focus or is not able to be seen. That when we see him, we see the goodness and grace of God that will never stop loving us. Here's the great question. Can you think of a time when you had an aha moment about Jesus? Maybe it was a sermon, a Sunday school lesson, or just reading scripture, and you saw him with fresh new eyes in a way that you'd never seen him before. Let's pray this prayer adapted from Scotty Smith. Jesus, your mercy is measureless. Your patience is limitless. Your grace is boundless. None is more big-hearted toward the brokenhearted than you. We begin, we enter, and will end this day, enveloped in your love and guided by your hand. Everywhere we look, we will find you there. There's no darkness, hard, or crushing place that you are not present. Continue to open our eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 880. In the meantime, remember when the Greeks came to see Jesus and they said to the disciples, "We would see Jesus"? May that always be the prayer of our hearts too. You say, "How do I do that, Pastor?" Well, it might mean seeing people again through the eyes of the gospel. seeing people through the lens of the love that God has for them, rather than for the cranky person that they can be. May God give us eyes to start seeing again for the first time.